Hey, Ben Buckingham here from mindblowinglover.com. Today I have Julie on the line who's about to give us her pearls of wisdom related to sex and sexual preferences. Julie, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
That's awesome to hear. Shall we start our interview? And I want to ask you, what kind of guy do you want to have sex with?
The type of guy has to be attractive and not a handsome, overly handsome way, but just a good way.
What makes a man attractive if it's not physically?
Something unique about him, whether it's a sense of humor or, neck shoulders.
Okay, so yeah, continue. Okay, so a good sense of humor. Anything else that makes you want to have sex?
This is not working. The type of guy would have to be attractive and just have some sort of sex appeal, whether it's just like a dimple on his cheek or just like a little cowlick in his hair or something unique.
Okay, so something about his appearance is kind of unique that he could potentially do. What kind of guys do you avoid? Like, what kind of guys don't you want to have sex with?
Bodybuilders.
You don't like bodybuilders?
I hate bodybuilders. No, I avoid just the ones that are just worried so much about what they look like and how their body looks. I mean, I'm not attracted to like overweight people, but I don't like the overly muscle people either.
Interesting. And what about personality traits that you try to avoid, or just that you're just not attracted to? What kind of things would a guy say and do that kind of puts you off?
Just condescending people. I can't stand anybody that talks rudely to other people. Like if you're at dinner and they're nasty to like the server, definitely a turn off, and that would be a deal breaker. No one wants to
Interesting.
Be with.
So if you're, sorry, bub.
That's okay.
Yep. Thinking about when you're with a guy, so you're already together in some sort of relationship and you're outside of the bedroom, what could he do that would put you off sex?
Flirt with other girls in front of me.
Okay, yeah.
Be a nasty person and just, not respectful of other people and, say things like, that fat bitch or something is definitely a turn off.
Interesting.
Not that I'm a fat bitch, but,
Okay. Let's take that same mindset. So you're with a guy and you're in the bedroom. What can you do there that will put you off sex or make you not enjoy sex?
Be all about themselves and just focus on the way they look. They're all about themselves and they don't worry about, the partner or if they don't take the time to make you feel good in regards to talking to you. Kissing you and telling you that you look sexy or, just all about when they're all about themselves. Definitely turn off.
Okay, so they're just not very attentive, not making you feel good. No kissing, no foreplay, that sort of business.
Right.
It puts you off. Okay. When you're looking at a long-term relationship and, all the stuff you think about their personality, their sense of humor, maybe their appearance, all this sort of stuff. When you put sex in there as a variable, how important is that compared to all that other stuff, all those other reasons that you choose a partner?
When you put sex in there, did you say?
Sorry, yeah, I mean, is sex sort of as important as those other things or it's less important or how does it run?
Oh, God, of course. But if you don't have the other stuff, then you're not going to want to have you know, sex with the person, but if you're attracted to them, then you're going to want to have, you know, sex all the time.
Yeah, okay. So if you are in a high-quality sexual relationship, how often would you want to have sex ideally?
Oh, shoot, I can have sex every day.
You can? Has that happened in the past in your relationships or not?
Yeah, but, you know, not recently. But, yeah, ideally, I mean, especially as I got older, you know, you kind of are more comfortable with yourself and you know what you want and you want to have it all the time. And,
So you mentioned that recently you haven't had frequent sex in a relationship. Why hasn't that happened?
Lack of interest in my partner.
So your lack of interest or his lack of interest?
Well, I think it started with his lack of interest and me trying to make it interesting and not getting any feedback. And then I actually had even, you know, said that I was attracted to other people and I didn't want to be the cheating person in the relationship and we needed to change things. And it still didn't change. So, you know, I'm done making an effort.
Yeah, I understand. Typically, when you think about a fairly good relationship that you've had, have you found that over time sex has gotten worse because it's kind of got boring, or has it got better because there's more trust and intimacy there? What do you feel that the net effect of those two things are?
Well, I think that it's become more boring, although it shouldn't. In my mind, it should be so much better. You should be able to share things and be open with your partner versus my experience in long-term relationships is that it just becomes routine. And it's just like, okay, well, here we go, done, we have finished, blah, blah, blah.
So it's almost like a chore.
Exactly.
Just tick, washing, sex, tick, okay. Do you think that if the guy had made it more interesting or exciting or varied that you would have enjoyed it more than the early days, or what do you think?
Yeah, and again, I'm the type of person that I've said things that I've liked and have wanted to do, and like the response I got just didn't make me feel comfortable, so it kind of made me shut down and not want to share, you know, things anymore.
That's gold right there. So you felt, because you felt a bit judged, it made you not want to open up again, this sort of stuff. Okay, that's a very important point.
Instead of making us more, you know, closer together, it just made me more self-conscious about, like he's making fun of me or just, you know, giving a little bit,
That's interesting. Can I ask you what you suggested? Just an example of something you suggested and the guy was kind of negative or judgmental towards you?
Gosh, specific example, you know, I don't know, maybe just different positions that I wanted to try, just different things, like I bought, just different toys and lotions and it wasn't received very well.
That's very interesting. I'll just, intervene here for a second and talk to the guys listening. So many women don't communicate anything when it comes to sex. They're very passive. If you get a woman who's willing to communicate, open up, and try and improve your sexual relationship, never ever respond negatively. I mean, always be super positive and just appreciate the underlying text there, which is that they care about the relationship, want to make it better and keep it. They just want to spice things up a bit in the bedroom. I mean, never ever be judgmental in a negative way, because this will happen every time. Like Julia's just said, women will just shut down and it's the beginning of the end. Like, you've really got to be open. Even if you're not interested, really thank your partner for sharing that and, you know, maybe come up with another idea or brainstorm a bit. Just make it a team effort. Don't make it that you're making fun of them. That's just absolutely terrible form. All right. I've never actually had anyone say that before in an interview, so that's really good to get that out there. Do you orgasm during sex, Julie?
Yeah.
Usually,
that's not a problem.
Yep, that's from fingers, mouth, penis, toys.
mostly fingers that have to be involved with that.
Yeah, so...
I don't think I've ever had an orgasm with somebody with oral sex, I should say.
You haven't with oral sex?
Mm-mm.
So just...
Nope.
When you're saying fingers, we're talking clitoris?
Yeah, both. I mean, I know what feels good and how to, you know, how to orgasm because I know my body. But, that's just not a problem. But, you know, usually it's by myself, so.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. So guys, you try to give advice to guys or guide them, or how does that work?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Sorry. So when you're with a guy, do you try to, like, advise them or just say they're not getting it done? Do you, like, try and give them some ideas or push them in the right direction?
Well, not anymore. I mean, I'm in a long-term non-sexual relationship right now I just, you know, if it doesn't happen with him, then I just take care of myself.
Okay. Do you orgasm during intercourse often or at all?
Yeah. It has to be like extra, you know, both with, you know, penis and fingers at the same time. It has to be a little extra something in there.
Okay. So the clit still needs stimulation. Interesting. Do you like vibrators?
Sometimes.
Okay, do you use them with guys or just on your own?
On my own. I mean, I have tried. That was one of the things that, you know, was introduced to try and make things interesting, and that didn't go over well. So, if I need, you know, it depends on the mood on them.
Interesting. Do you think that a vibrator can replace a man?
Sure.
Okay, so you'd be happy to have a vibrator instead of a guy?
Sure.
That's interesting. Is that because the guy is going to be bad at sex, or what's your rationale there?
Well, in my instance, you know, when you lose interest but you're still in a relationship, then, you know, I mean, girls got needs, so I do what you gotta do.
Interesting. Okay. What turns you on the most?
A lot of stuff, actually. Like, you would mean like something I see, like, you know, or something I think? Is that what you're asking?
Everything. Absolutely. Lay it all out for us. We'd love to hear it.
Okay. Like today, for instance, I was looking out the window and there were people that were cutting down the trees in the backyard, and they had this guy was in this tractor and he was mulching up multiple trees. And I just sat and watched it for, you know, like 20 minutes, and, you know, that turned me on. And then I started thinking of the song, you know, do you think my tractor's sexy? And I just, my mind goes from there. So it could be just something easy like that. Or
so what was exciting about that? What turned you on about that situation?
Oh, I don't know. It's this big old tractor.
So something kind of masculine about it? Something raw and masculine and manly? Would that be the right track?
Yeah. And, you know, yeah, I guess that's it. It was just, I mean, that's just an example. I mean, it could be anything. Like, I could be, watching the show. I'm, like, watching this TV show, Shameless, right now. And, you know, one of the characters on there is, I think it's extremely sexy, so, you know, it could be just a matter of just watching the show and getting turned on.
Interesting. What about a guy who you're closer to? Like, what can he do that kind of turned you on?
Just a nice touch, just a, like a out of the blue, you know, an arm just standing there when you know, put your arm around somebody, or just do something that's just thoughtful. Like I've lived with someone that we used to go out and with people, and he'd go to the bar, he'd get drinks, everybody, and come back because he was, you know, Mr. Social, but wouldn't bring me one. And that was like it. I know, can you believe that? So, you know, it used to be that I would just keep it in, it would just piss me off inside, and now I just say it, lay it on the line. But so if anybody just does something, thoughtful, just like a random, like, if somebody bring me big flowers on the side of the road one time, and wrapped the, like, the stem of them in foil, and had a little water in there, and gave them to me, that was just, that was awesome.
Can I'll just make a comment again just to the listeners. It really is. I mean, anything you do for a woman, and she can look at it and think, he did that for me, and he thought about it, and he knows what I like, and just something simple like that, that goes so far, it's not even funny. It's that women just appreciate these little details on things, and it'll just, even if you're bad at sex, it'll make them want to have sex with you more because they want to reward you and care for you and bond with you, etc., etc. So, these little extras, don't be like cheesy with it and whip out the flowers every 5 minutes or whatever it is, but something that's really thoughtful, something that you really literally put thought into and considered the woman, is a really, really, really solid idea. What else in a more directly sexual sense, what else turns you on, Julie?
You mean like physically, like touching or?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Gosh, I love to have my boobs touch on that. That could just get me going right away.
So that's like a really firm touch, or just like a light caressing with a feather, or sucking on your nipples, or what's particular actions that turn you on?
Just like the start, I guess, with a soft touch, and then you know, things progress, and it can get more rough or aggressive or whatever. But you know, I just did like to be touched softly at first, and then get turned on, and then get into it.
And then slowly guy can get firmer and firmer as you kind of get...
And just, right, and that turns me on too, is when you see, you know, the person you're with reacting to, you know, what's going on, and it's just kind of powerful and extremely sexy.
Interesting. So the guy's being very present in the moment and really enjoying the experience with you. That
right.
Turns you
and
on.
You can see it on their face, or see it in, you know, when they get hard, or just see their reaction, I think, is such a major turn on.
Interesting. It's funny, this is just this like, perpetual arousal, because guys, we're getting turned on when you get turned on, and then you get turned on by that, and we get turned on by that. It's like this perpetual cycle of arousal. It's sort of interesting how it works. Talk about sexual positions. Julie, what are your favorites and why?
My favorites probably like the, I don't know what to call it, like reverse cowboy or something.
So that's you on top but facing away from him?
No, facing towards the person, facing him. Isn't that what it's called? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I like to see the person. While we're having sex, and I like to be on top, and I like to be touched,
So when you're on top, you can see them. What else about that position do you like?
Well, because then I can control it too.
You're in control. Okay. Good. Yeah, good. Is that psychological control or physical control?
Oh, well, that's physical. That's just I know what feels good. I mean, I just don't want to sit there and be, you know, let the other person have all the fun, all the pleasure. And so if I can control it a little bit and get what I need, then all the better.
Okay, good. What other positions do you like apart from the cowgirl?
I mean, not particularly into the doggy style, but I don't know, not my thing. Other positions, I mean, I'll try, you know, anything, I guess. There's just certain things that I just like to be able to see my partner, I guess,
okay,
in some way.
So, like, be able to look in his eyes or see his facial expressions, or what about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and just the closeness of, like, skin on skin, and, like, when you're facing someone and you can, I don't know, see if they're sweating, or you can see the look of pleasure on their face, and, I mean, that's just extremely sexy.
Very interesting. Okay, what about other sexual activities that you really enjoy? What are your favorites?
For me, doing or receiving?
Both, yeah. Give us everything.
Well, there used to be a time that I used to hate giving blowjobs, but now I love doing that.
Why do you think that is? What's happened there?
I think it's when you get older and you get more comfortable and you know what you're doing, and maybe it's, I just like to see the other person enjoy themselves too.
And what do you think, when you were younger, you didn't like it? What was happening there?
I guess when you're younger, you know, the man tries to, like, push your head down and kind of control that, and that's just so not a good thing at all. I can have an orgasm just by giving a guy a blowjob. It turns me on.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. What do you think that is? Why is just giving a blowjob able to make you orgasm? What's turning you on so much about it, do you think?
I don't know. I guess it all comes down to seeing the other person getting pleasure and then telling me, you know, oh, but you're the best. This is so good. How did you learn how to do this? I don't know. It just makes me feel good.
Okay, so a bit of dirty talk and a lot of compliments to let you know that what's happening is really good.
Right. And it has to be nice and, like, a nice little clean area down there too.
Okay, so guys got to do a bit of manscaping, make sure he's showered.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Apart from blowjobs, what other sexual acts do you really like?
Maybe it's because I don't like when a man gives me oral sex, maybe because they don't know what they're doing, and it's like it just becomes a joke, and you know, you have somebody down there not know when they're going, and you're like, oh my God, stop.
Okay, so it's them not knowing what they're doing that really turns you off.
Well, and I think they do. And it's just like, you know, what are you doing?
I can't tell you how much I hear this, honestly. Guys live in this fantasy world that they know what they're doing, and women are just like, they just don't.
And you know what? And it just makes me laugh, too. And I start laughing. I mean, I'm just, you know, because they think they're the best.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. What else do you really like? So, yeah, you mentioned blowjobs. You've mentioned receiving oral sex. Not so much, just because guys aren't very good at it in general. What other sexual activities kind of turn you on?
What do you mean?
Could be anything like spanking or outdoor sex or just, yeah, anything, group sex, threesomes, anything like that.
I like when you have sex unexpectedly in a random place. You know, you're out and grab your arm and just disappear without to the car, and you just lean against the car, and, you know, just that's awesome. I have done threesomes, and that's not my thing. I don't like to share the attention. But I have tried, but, you know, I was open to it, and I probably would be open again, perhaps, but I don't know.
You've got to be confident that you're going to get what you want from that activity, right?
It's not even confidence. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, somebody is not getting all the tension, I guess, you know.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so you like a lot of random hot sort of sex just out of nowhere. Can you pinpoint a specific time? Can you pinpoint a specific incident where that's happened, or maybe a few incidents you could talk us through that, and what exactly happened with those?
Sure. The one that's coming to mind, I'm just thinking right now, is at a party and everybody's hanging out and dancing and drinking, and there was just a bathroom stall and just being pulled in there, and it was just just put your pants down and just got it on, and it was good, and just walked back out, and it just was awesome.
Oh, it sounds
like
good.
You can say, I just got fucked, and you didn't.
Interesting. What other good sexual experiences have you had that you can kind of pinpoint that really hit the spot?
Gosh, I could tell you about the first time I ever had an orgasm.
Yeah, what happened there?
I was young, and I was, when you're inexperienced and, just kind of learning about sex, and I just didn't get it. Like, I didn't understand, what the big deal was, and I was dating somebody that was, dropping me off, and we were saying goodnight, and he just kind of just started, rubbing my clit, and I was like, oh my gosh, it was just it was eye-opening. It was the most amazing thing, and I will never forget that. I can't remember his name. I haven't seen him in, 20 years or 30 years or whatever.
So what turned you on so much about that, do you think?
Oh, because he knew what to touch and where, what to do. It was just amazing. It wasn't just random, thinking that, doing what he wanted to do for himself. It was for me. It was he knew what to do to make me feel good, and that was just crazy.
Interesting. So let's think about stuff that you haven't done, stuff that you'd like to do, or even not necessarily like to do, but just fantasize about. What have you got at the moment that kind of in your fantasies?
I have all kinds of fantasies. I don't know.
Do you want to come back to that one?
Yeah, we can come back to that. Let's revisit that.
I have a feeling you're going to have some good ones for us. I'm going to make sure I remember to come back to that. when you're masturbating, what do you think about?
Different things. I masturbate every day, sometimes twice a day. So it depends on, sometimes I set it up in my mind, like a little story,
if you run through a story, like what might be a typical scenario that might happen in your story?
If I'm at a store and I'm in a dressing room and I can't get my zipper up and there's somebody standing there that's a stranger but you find attractive and you say, hey, can you help me? And then things progress from there. That's all it takes sometimes.
Hot. Cool. What other fantasies do you have? What other things do you think about when you masturbate?
I think about other people, being with someone and having other people watch, watch you getting off, and I guess showing that you're enjoying it, and the person's maybe you're with the guy, and there's somebody else watching, and then they start, pleasuring themselves, and then that just turns me on even more. But it could be just even talking about sex, anything turns me on.
So do you watch porn or read mummy porn or anything?
No. It's the classy stuff, yes. But none of TV Yep. I think anything that you're watching people and it's like a big fake whatever and it's not natural and unnatural, like I just think it's goofy.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, most men will disagree with you. I mean, obviously it's made for men, but I feel the same. I just don't watch it. I just think it's ridiculous, like so out of tune with what's actually happens in the real world that it is just silly. How important is kissing to you and a guy being a good kisser?
I love it. It's super important. It's like you always try to get back that feeling of the first kiss, and there's just nothing that compares to that. God, I love to kiss, like just sucking on, you know, the lip, and just, I mean, I could kiss for hours, and yeah.
Interesting. And what makes a good kisser?
Off lip, somebody that's not sticking their tongue in and out, like, you know, super fast, just sensual, slow, focusing, and taking a little break, and maybe kissing, and then kiss the neck, and maybe just look into each other's eyes, and then start kissing again. That's awesome.
Mm. So it sounds like you're really connecting with the person, and it's a very intimate thing.
Yeah, yeah, and it's that feeling that just, you know, when you start to get the little stirring, when you just so, pheromones or whatever, but I don't know, I love it, and I mean... Yeah, anyway.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Let's talk about anal play, anal sex, that area of the body. What are your views on that?
That's not my thing, but the actual penetration is not my thing. I don't mind the touching aspect and putting pressure in certain areas because it feels good. But the actual penetration thing, like, it's not something I've tried it, but I didn't really enjoy it. Maybe it's because I guess it was a surprise, put it that way.
Yeah, okay. So he didn't lead up to it at all. He just kind of rammed it in out of nowhere. And yeah,
right,
that's not
right.
Cool. Yeah. If you listen to this, you probably have my ebook. In fact, you almost certainly have my ebook. And I go through this very topic in great detail. So I urge people who are interested in anal, go back and read that chapter, because that's sort of it's an absolute Bible on the topic. So you like fingers there, feels good?
Oh yeah. I mean, my favorite is probably that's probably what most intense orgasms that involve that. Well, you know, inside me too.
So it makes your orgasm feel more intense if you have a bit of anal stimulation as well.
Yeah, and that's, I think that happens when you're having one of those nice long, like 3-hour lay in bed, and you know, you're not in a hurry, so you can kind of just enjoy everything.
Good. Let's go back to your fantasies. What fantasies do you have at the moment?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I mean. Kind of like at the point where, I shouldn't say I don't have fantasy, but that's not true, because yeah, I come up with these scenarios in my mind of, you know, different things, but I don't know. I
think actually, Joy, I think you've kind of answered this. I think when we're talking about the ideas of masturbation, you kind of ran through things, and I guess they are effectively fantasies, aren't they? I mean, if you're talking about, you said you couldn't get your zipper on your jeans up, and then this random handsome stranger helped you, and then it led to having sex. I mean, that is a fantasy. So that's, I guess you kind of already answered that. To be fair. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about your clitoris. It's tell me about your clitoris.
What would you like to know about it?
You orgasm from stimulation?
Oh my god, yes.
Oh my god, yes. Any particular emotion?
It doesn't take much there.
It doesn't take much.
I go to sleep with my hand there, so.
Oh, interesting. So how do you touch yourself to make yourself orgasm through your clit?
Well, the best, I guess, to start, I like to not be completely naked. I like to have, like some really soft, my little panties on and just start just touching myself there a little bit and just through the fabric. I guess it's a nice, like the feel of it, I guess. And then I'll just start, just putting my finger and circling it around. And then, I can pull my fingers back towards myself and, that feels good. And
so it's like having two fingers either side of your clit and making them go back and forth up and down.
Yeah, but also if you just kind of pinch a little bit too, different area, kind of squeeze and
on the actual clitoris or on the area or the clit hood?
Yeah, that in the area, but also keep one finger on that and kind of move around the area as well. I mean, that's like a no-brainer.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about your erogenous zones or anywhere on your body that you find super sensitive other than your vagina and breasts.
I love to have my legs rubbed, like my calf muscles and like my hamstrings. That's great.
So like a massage, in other words?
Like a massage. Mm-hmm.
And that usually leads to sex, or is that kind of a separate activity, or how do you see that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I would hope that it would lead to it, or something. whether or not it's actual sex, or just, fingering, or whatever. Gets me stirring, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Anywhere else apart from your legs?
I love to have my boobs touch. I like boobs. I like girl boobs. I like my boobs. I like that. I have like big nipples and I just love to have them played with.
Okay, good. How long should a guy last in bed, do you think?
I'm sorry, how long should he last?
Yeah, yep.
If you're having one of those, times where you're not in a rush, then I think that I love, what do you call it, edging or whatever, where you come to the brink and then you kind of hold off a little bit. So, I like that. I would hope that that you're laying there for a while and each, it just gets builds up and builds up and builds up. And again, that's not like when you're in a rush or you're trying to get out of the house or, that's just when you're just kind of laying there and you have all the time in the world and there's no reason to rush.
Interesting. Do you like it when a guy's a bit rough?
If it's done, if it's done in a way that's not for their power, I guess. I mean, nice if I can explain this right. If it's not something where it's not like a domination thing for them, but it's more just, you're both in it together, I guess.
Mm.
But yeah, I have no problems, yeah.
So they're not being condescending about it, but, I mean, they're being rough, but not sort of condescending or...
Right, like trying to hurt you, yeah.
Okay. And what acts do you like that are a bit rough? What turns you on there?
I like to have my arms, like, pinned back or, you know, where you're kind of, you're in this submissive position, but you're still aware of everything that's going on,
And why do you think you like that?
I don't know. The whole thing of watching the other, watching the partner and get pleasure and getting pleasure yourself. And I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. And what else apart from having your hands held down?
Written notes before.
Well, do you like, I don't know, hair pulling, spanking, dirty talk, this sort of stuff?
Dirty talk, I like. As long as it's like respectful dirty talk, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And
not,
what are some examples?
That's not like sorry. That, you know, saying like, you whore, do that, or that's not the type of dirty talk I like.
Okay, so can you give some examples of what you do like that you've heard in the past that's really
sure, like, you feel so good, you're so wet, how do you do that, or, you know, I want to fuck you all night long, you know, I never want to stop this, or that sort of stuff, not, like, disrespectful dirty talk.
Yeah, okay. So when you're thinking about different types of sex, do you like having different types of sex? Do you just want it hard and fast all the time? You want lovemaking all the time? Or how would you break that up in an ideal world?
Well, again, because I wouldn't mind, you know, if you're in a rush, just quick, as long as you get it. And then... if you have time, like at night time, then it's a nice, slow lovemaking.
Seems a bit of variety.
But, or if you're out, like, you know, you're out somewhere, again, like the whole, like, disappearing for a little bit, and obviously you're going to have to make it quick.
Yeah, okay, good point. Tell me about nice guys versus bad boys in bed.
I love a bad boy, or I should say I love a man that has a rough edge to him. Nice guys that are wimpy is just so, is not a turn on at all. But again, if they're like a bodybuilder, big, tough, whatever, I don't like that either. But it has to be, I guess, a nice balance. A little, like, there was a guy that I was dating once, and we were fooling around, and, you know, things were progressing, and he was just so, like, wimpy, like, you know, nice, like, that it just instantly turned me off, and I think I actually just fucked out and left.
Wow, interesting. So being too wimpy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to have, like, a man that has, like, that's tough, too, you know, but not, like, mean, I guess, but I don't know. Like, if somebody that's so all about, oh, does that feel good? And, you know, like, well, I mean, you can say it, but not, like, in that wimpy way. I don't know if that makes sense.
So you can be interested and want to know how it is, but not be like approval seeking or
kind of wussy about it. Right, exactly. That's the way you say it. Because then you're like, oh my God, shut up. Yeah. I guess I like confidence. I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. When I ask that question, that's the answer I'm kind of thinking about. But most women haven't given that answer. It's been interesting. But that's kind of what I'm thinking about, the guy who's kind of too nice and too thoughtful and kind of, you just dry up and lose interest really quickly.
I mean, there was somebody too that was dating and started saying like these, like all this stupid little things like, "Do you have a phone? Because I always told my mom I'd call home when I fell in love," and it was so funny. And I was like, "You're such a nerd," and that was the end of that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, my friend. Yeah. So.
All right. How often do you think about sex during the day, do you think?
Probably too much.
Like pretty much a lot.
A lot. Well, recently, again, as I got older, and, you know, life's too short. Might as well get some pleasure. So, it can be anything that, whether I'm watching something on TV that's like, "Oh, look at that," or just even talking about sex, or, so a lot.
Okay, cool. Let's think about now, remember who this is going out to. This is going out to guys that want to, who have made a decision that they want to get better at sex, and they've kind of started to tune into this whole what's going on and understanding a woman's perspective. What else do you want to give to them from today's interview, apart from what we've already spoken about, just to help them with women they're with in the future?
To help them improve well, to not be overly cocky, and don't be like, egotistical, I guess, like that overconfidence, like, "Hey, I'm the best lover in the world and I'm going to do this for you," because, you know, most women, at least in my opinion, don't find that sexy. But then not to be like a little complete little wimpy either. But, there was a guy that he was so into himself, like the way he looked, and he was going to the tanning bed, and completely hairless everywhere, and I was like, "Dude, that's just too much." So, I guess you're knowing where the balance is, you know, that you don't want to, you kind of want to be the guy that's going to stay around for a while. That's, if you think of it that way, that you don't want to be, I mean, if somebody's looking for a long-term relationship, you don't want to come across as the asshole. I guess it's just a matter of that balance of, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's really good. That's really good feedback. Anything else that you might want to give today?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Anything orientated maybe more to technique or something we haven't touched on there, something that's really hot that a guy can do in bed, a move, so to speak, or anything like that?
What I would just say is that there's nothing better than a partner that you can open up to, that, you know, you're having sex with somebody and you're doing it because you want to and it has, you know, it's enjoyable. But if you're in an environment where the person, where you're not comfortable or your partner can't tell you things, I think we talked about that, that makes you feel uncomfortable, then the relationship won't really go anywhere.
Mm.
Setting the right setting, I guess.
That's very interesting. Julie, it's been a great interview. You've come up with a lot of really, really useful items here. So I would recommend guys go back and listen to this at least another time and try and fish out some more gems there. But that was really, really solid. Thank you so much for your help today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Awesome. All right, guys, we're done for another week. I'm Ben Buckingham from mindblowinglover.com.